With unemployment still high, managers continue to be inundated by applications. Some big companies are coping with the deluge by using talent management software. It winnows pools of job applicants before a human ever lays eyes on the resumes. Human resources people say in today's economy, those systems, which have been around for decades, are crucial. But job hunters often find the software overly aggressive. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter reports.
Even though Tim Woodfield works in IT, he's probably not rooting for computers to take over the world. They didn't exactly do him any favors when they reviewed his resume. Woodfield was out of work for about a year and applied for dozens of IT management positions in the Twin Cities. Talking at a job networking event, he said his resume often failed to make it past companies' software systems. The software typically screens for keywords from a job description.
If there's 25 bullet points, you got to hit all 25. So if you miss one or two, they're going to catch on it and somebody else is going to get the interview.
Forget the old days when you'd print your application materials on nice thick resume paper and mail them in. These days, you usually apply online. At the start of the process, you create an account. And then you might be asked questions like, can you lift 50 pounds? Or are you a convicted felon? If the software overlords are satisfied with your answers, you can submit your resume. If the right skills are there, the software will then rank you against other candidates. If not, you'll likely get an auto-generated email rejecting your application. Tim Woodfield tried to outwit the software with another software program. It's called Wordle, and it can identify the key concepts from job descriptions. Woodfield would then front-load keywords like project management and IT infrastructure into his resume. He and other job seekers complain the candidate management software creates too many hoops to jump through.
There's no way possible you can have all the buzzwords, or your resume is 6 pages long.
Woodfield ended up getting a job the old-fashioned way, through networking. HR types like Elaine Orler, a talent acquisition consultant in San Diego, say candidate management software can be really helpful for big companies that can afford it. Several years into the economic recovery, unemployment's still high, and companies have limited open positions.
Where they used to hire 10, they can only hire 2 in this economy. You've not got 1,000 people fighting for 2. By default, more people will be rejected.
And many of those applicants are totally unqualified. Ann Costello is a recruiter at Vention Finance in a Minneapolis suburb. She thinks the requirements for drawing unemployment benefits, which include applying for multiple jobs, are causing people to go on application sprees. Costello sees bartenders and line cooks vying for high-level accounting jobs. She figures it's because they're looking to check the box on their unemployment paperwork that shows they're trying to get a job.
I was opening up these resumes and just shaking my head because, you know, it requires a college degree. I probably got 20 applicants who don't have a college degree.
In those cases, Costello says candidate management software is helpful. But she concedes it may sometimes cut too deep into the talent pool, eliminating qualified candidates who just didn't use the right buzzwords.
How can you get to a point where you feel like you're screening out the people you don't want to see and not the people you do? And there's no perfect answer for that because it's a computer.
But Costello notes, humans are fallible too. If hiring managers had to sit down and sort through hundreds of applications by hand, they actually might not fare much better. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter in St. Paul.